Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Kyle, and we're conducting a survey to better help us understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers of everyone who answers the survey. Are you a current registered voter for the state of Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the highest level of school that you completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
12.
Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Caucasian.
Caucasian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And here in this case, you said that you are a registered voter, right? Now, when you think about the direction in which the city of Pennsylvania is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or somewhat satisfied of the way that direction of city of Philadelphia is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied? Okay. And how would you rate the overall quality of life of your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good? Okay. Now, below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? Public school funding, public transportation, the opiate and fentanyl crisis, homelessness, gun violence, healthcare, city services like trash pickup, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, the cost of housing and rent, corruption in the city government, or crime and public safety?
Sounds like all of the above.
Okay. Out of those, which two or three would you say are the most important issues?
Inflation.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living?
Cost of living.
Okay.
Health.
Healthcare? Okay.
And gun violence.
Gun violence? Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Now, I'm going to mention to you, or actually read to you and tell me how you feel about some people and some groups using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which is neutral, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. How do you feel about Josh Shapiro? Shapiro, I'm sorry. Governor Josh Shapiro.
Shapiro?
Right.
5.
A 5? Okay. And what about SEPTA? S-E-P-T-A, SEPTA.
SEPTA? I don't know. And all this violence going on in SEPTA, so probably about a 4.
4? Okay. And what about Mayor Sherelle Parker?
Well, I haven't really given her a chance. I'm going to say so far an 8.
An 8? Okay. And what about Councilmember Kenyatta Johnson? Kenyatta Johnson.
5.
5? Okay. And the Philadelphia Police Department, how do you feel towards them?
Well, let me say, right now with department how it is, I'm just going to go 5 with that.
Okay. And how do you feel towards your local police officers?
I would say about a 7.
About a 7? Okay. And what about District Attorney Larry Krasner?
Yeah. 0 for me.
Okay. Thank you. And what about the Philadelphia City Council? How do you feel towards them?
Just 5.
Okay. And what about Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
I think he's a good man. I'll give him about a 9.
Okay. And the Philadelphia Department of Streets, how do you feel towards them?
Believe it or not, I like them around here, so I'm going to give them about a 9.
About a 9? Okay. Thank you. Moving forward, generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as a mayor of Philadelphia? Would you say strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay. And do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia council members are looking out for the people like me and my community in the city government. Would you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree? Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a list that might impact Philadelphia's daily life. After each one, please rate the scale from 0 to 10 on the level of satisfaction of which how you feel about the neighborhood. Like the previous one, 10 means that you're highly satisfied, 0 means that you're neither satisfied or dissatisfied, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied. How do you feel about the access to affordable housing?
0.
0, okay. And the condition of roads and infrastructure?
I would say 5 on that.
Okay. The availability of good paying jobs?
Good paying jobs, huh? Now I have to give that about a 3.
About a 3, okay. And the conditions of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
I'm just keeping up with this, some of this stuff up here. I give that about 6.
About a 6, okay. And access to public transportation, how do you feel about that from 0 to 10?
Well, it's pretty accessible here, so I give that about 8.
About 8, okay. And the quality of education in public schools, how you feel towards that from 0 to 10?
The quality. I'm going to give that a 5.
5, okay. And public safety, how you feel towards that, 0 to 10?
Public safety. I'm going to give that a 4.
Okay. And how do you feel towards the cost of rent from 0 to 10?
The cost of rent?
Right.
Rents get so high anymore. 3.
So you would say from 0 to 10?
Yeah.
Highly 10?
3.
3? Okay. Okay. Moving forward, sir, we're almost done here. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
I think it's staying about the same.
Okay. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling, staying about the same, or rising?
Staying about the same.
Okay. Now, below, I'm going to read to you a list of good or services that the Philadelphians might regularly spend on. Now, please select 2 or 3 or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. The first one is rent, education, personal care, groceries, child care, recreation and entertainment, gas, paying down debt, public transportation, utility, gas, electric, and internet, health care, including prescription drugs.
I say gas.
Gas? Health, okay.
Health care.
Okay.
What was the other one?
Rent, education, personal care, groceries, childcare, recreation and entertainment, paying down debt.
Recreation and entertainment.
Okay. Okay. Moving forward. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not at all concerned? Not concerned at all? Somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Oh, very concerned.
Okay. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day?
In the neighborhood, from what I hear on Facebook and everything, probably a few times a week.
A few times a week? Okay. Now, do you think the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little or not too much, on public, on the police department?
Repeat that again?
Do you think the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little, or too much on the police department?
Too little.
Too little? Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safe. The first one is beginning sending residents suffering from drug addictions and mental illness to treat centers rather than releasing them back on the streets. Would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not safer at all?
Well, I'd probably feel much safer.
Okay. Okay. Now, hiring 15 new 911 dispatchers to create 10 new communities outreach positions and hire 9 new victim advocates. By doing that, would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, not safer at all?
Somewhat safer.
Okay. Declare a public safety emergency in the city. Would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not safer at all?
Somewhat safer.
Somewhat safer? Okay. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on the city streets and impound illegal vehicles. If they were to do that, would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not safer at all?
No, safer.
Much safer?
Much safer.
Okay. And if they were to close the open-air drug market in the Kensington, would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not safer at all?
Oh, much safer.
Okay. And if they were to expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries, would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not safer at all?
Much safer.
Much safer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, in your own words, or in few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently?
What have I seen?
What have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently?
Her cleaning up the neighborhood in Kensington, the tent city.
Okay.
And, her getting down on the commissioner to do something about the guns in the city.
Okay. Okay. Very well. Now, moving forward. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priority for the mayor and elect officials in 2024. You may select up to 3 items. The first one is reduce juvenile crime, tackle the opiate crisis, improve the city's infrastructure, get guns off the street, improve public transportation, foster small business and local jobs, improve our schools and education, remove homeless encampments, hire more police officers, invest in community development, support more affordable housing, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods.
Well, hire more police officers.
Okay. That's one.
Get rid of the encampments.
The encampments, okay.
And juveniles.
Reduce juvenile crime. Okay.
Yes.
That's three. Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposal 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate from a scale of 0 to 10 as the previous ones. 0 means that you strongly oppose, 10 that you strongly support, 5 neither support nor oppose. Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better service residents. Would you strongly oppose that or strongly support it, neither support or oppose?
No, I would strongly support it.
Okay. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers. Would you strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and littering removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers. Would you strongly oppose, strongly support?
I strongly support that.
Okay. From a scale from 0 to 10, strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Okay. Invest $100 million for commercial cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal. From 0 to 10, would you strongly oppose, neither support nor oppose, or strongly oppose? Support,
10.
I'm sorry.
10? 10.
Okay. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
10.
Okay. Invest $36 million in cleaning and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Invest $119 million in new funding for our city public schools.
I'm going to give that about a 7.
7? Okay. And invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the street.
Good quality housing?
Right. 30,000 units. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city, in general, across the city.
I would strongly oppose that.
Strongly oppose that. Would you say a 0, 1, 2, 3, 4?
A 0.
Okay. Provide $100 million for treatment and facilities for people suffering from drug addictions and mental illness.
A 10.
A 10? Okay. All right. We're pretty much done here. Almost. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans to require all 25,000 cities of Philadelphia employees to return to office, ending the pandemic hybrid or work from home practice. Now, would you strongly oppose that, somewhat oppose, neither support nor oppose, somewhat support, or strongly support?
I would strongly support it.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opiate epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Now, would you strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, neither support or oppose, somewhat support, strongly support?
I strongly support that.
Okay. All right. Strongly support?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer, the plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Would you strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, neither support or oppose, somewhat support, or strongly support?
Neither.
Neither? Okay. Now, how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the last year? Would you say you listen to them every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, never?
No, I try to listen every day.
Every day? Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or non-strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Okay. And now, do you think about yourself either very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Now, do you currently own your home, rent, live, or live with a family member, friend, or something else?
Own.
Okay. Now, which of the following best represents of how you think of yourself, heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Okay. Now, do you identify yourself transgender or non-binary?
What's that?
Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Why do you ask questions like that for?
That's the question that's here, sir. I mean, it's either a yes or no.
No.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Now, are you a parent or guardian of a child that's under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or you did not vote?
No, I voted, but usually that's confidential.
Okay, no problem. Now, here in this case, below are some potential news resources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. For example, the Philadelphia Inquirer, Fox News, Power 99, CNN, New York Times, TikTok, Washington Post, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Philadelphia Daily News, local news station, or another source?
I do the CNN.
Okay.
It's usually 6 ABC.
Okay. ABC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very well. Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total income for all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $249,000, $25,000, I'm sorry, $250,000 to $300,000.
Yeah, probably like $99,000.
$99,000? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, sir, that completes our survey. I really appreciate your time and participation. You have helped me out a lot. Other than that, I'll let you go and continue with your evening, and hopefully you take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.